Hi there, and welcome to the Accepted Authority podcast. My name is Greg Rowworth, and each week on the Accepted Authority podcast, we discuss the challenges around growing a consultancy practice. And specifically, we focus on the strategy of authority positioning, because authority positioning has been, in my experience, the most powerful strategy to attract premium level clients consistently and predictably, so that they're coming to your sales meetings pre-sold, ready to buy. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about how much of our IP, how much of our solution do we give away in our marketing process? And as part of the authority positioning strategy, as you're probably well aware by now, a lot of that strategy involves giving away valuable content to potential clients. It's about utilizing educational content to provide potential clients with an understanding of the solution that they're likely to undertake to solve the problem that they're experiencing if they were working with us. However, when we're promoting our services in that educational authority framework, we're not overtly selling ourselves, but we're providing our clients with a solution so that we're demonstrating our expertise. We are demonstrating our understanding of their situation and their problems, and demonstrating our process of solving that problem. So potentially, what can happen when you do that is that a client can take that information and use it themselves without coming to you for your help. And I've had a lot of people coming to me, or when I'm talking to them about this process, being afraid that, well, if I do that, won't they just do it themselves? If I give them the answers, won't they just do it themselves? Won't they take my material and not need me in the solution? Now, my answer to that is twofold. One, yes, some of them may do that. But secondly, the better sort of clients, the ones who realize that they're better off investing their money with people who already have the expertise, who already know what to do and can do it far quicker than they can themselves, they're the ones who will invest in your services. They will see you as the authority, and they will come to you providing you with almost carte blanche on how can you help us. We need your help. We love what you do. We love what you're saying. We see that as the answer to our problems. Can you help us with that? When you have people coming to you like that, you have easy sales, and you also have very profitable sales, because those sort of people are coming to you, not coming to you up against a whole range of other people that they're asking for proposals. They're coming to you seeing you as the expert. They see you as the authority, and they will be saying to you, we need your help. And often that is with the writer, that it doesn't matter how much it costs us, because we know the outcomes are going to be far more valuable than the cost of the service. So when you are in that position, you don't really have any competition to worry about. You don't have to worry about your prices being sharp enough. You don't have to worry about that money equation, as long as you are confident you can create an ROI for your clients. So how do we overcome this question of, you know, how much do we give? How much do we provide our clients? What sort of value do we provide our clients? So we're not giving away the farm. You know, we don't want to detail every instruction to follow through step by step so that our clients can just take it and run with it. the objective here is to give them enough information to know that you have the expertise, you have the understanding, you have the solution. And ideally, then they're coming to you to buy that solution. So there's a fine line in this process of demonstrating your expertise and your authority without giving them so much detail of how to self-medicate, how to provide their own solution following your instructions. So this is another dilemma for a lot of potential clients of mine, but also consultants that have a service that has value for clients, that provides the results and solutions, is potentially an ethical dilemma in wanting to provide value, but not provide so much value that the client or the recipient can take that information and do it themselves. But I think it's less an ethical dilemma than more an understanding of what this process is about, because this process ultimately is about marketing, and it's about demonstrating our authority, demonstrating our knowledge and understanding of both the client and their situation and what they need to develop a solution or to achieve a solution. It's not about providing the solution for them. And we see that in a lot of cases, authorities write books. They are the author of the solution. They will write books and provide a lot of value in how to solve a problem. But within that framework of the book, typically it's a format that is called format by the original inventor of this process. I can't remember her name now, but the process is why, what, how, and what if, or sometimes what's next. So within that framework of the format of why, what, how, what if, we're giving people the understanding of why this is important first. We don't just jump in with the what and the how, because without the context of why it's important, most people don't get to an understanding of where it fits. We need context first. And as a mentor of mine often said, context is far more important than the content. So in our authority marketing material, in our educational material, we want to be creating the context first for our clients. We want to be providing with them with where this is important, where it fits, why this is the important part of the process. So that is a lot about showing your understanding of their situation, showing your understanding of the struggles that they're facing, the impact of those struggles, and the outcomes if they don't solve their problem. Now, when you are able to communicate that why in that context, it does two things. First of all, it shows the recipient that you actually understand them. And really, that's a major part of building trust. And all through this process of authority positioning, we are trying to build trust with our clients or potential clients. The whole process of authority positioning is about establishing a base level of trust where clients are willing to pay you for your expertise because they've already come to trust you as the authority in the market. So showing that you understand is a foundational element of trust, because when people know that you understand them, they have a much better feeling of where you're coming from. There's a feeling that you're there, that you're on their side. You are in there in the trenches with them, supporting them. You've rolled up your sleeves and are helping them to get out of the situation of challenge and struggle that they're in. So showing that you understand them is critical to that foundational element of trust. But the second thing the context creates for the client is the motivation to change. When they see why they're in the situation, what the impact of that situation will have on them in the future if they don't solve the problem, it provides an underpinning element of we need to change. We must change. And often someone in the situation will know that they need to change, or there's a desire to move away from the challenging situation. But often the pain of that challenge is not significant enough to drive them to action at that point. And that shows up in the fact that they're not desperate knocking down your door to get the solution yet, but they're going through a research process to find out how to solve the problem. So they're not yet desperate enough to initiate the investment in the change, but they are at a point of initiating research into how to change. So to meet the client at that level with your educational content and then showing them what will happen if they don't change will provide the motivation to change, and they will want your help to make the change. So the context is so important. Then the what? What is the solution? What is it that will achieve the change? What is the process that they will go through? And then expanding on the what with the how. Now, the how is often the part of this process that creates the biggest challenge, because this is how far do you go? How deep into the process do you go to describe the step-by-step process of change, the solution? How fundamental do you go with this problem? Now, unless you are writing a detailed SOP, standard operating procedure, for what they need to do to actually do the work to create the solution, you're going to have something that's much briefer than that. So in an educational document or a video or training, whatever it is that you're providing to your clients, your explanation of the how needs to be a condensed version of the full process. Obviously, if you provide the SOP, they don't need your service, or they may, but a lot of people could take that document and follow it through and get the results. So that's not what we want to give them. We want to give them the condensed version of that process that gives them an understanding of, again, why is it important to follow that process? And here is where the fundamental difference in how to do that applies, because really people don't want a detailed description of step-by-step how to do it. In our educational content, we need to provide them a step-by-step explanation of the outcomes they will achieve through each stage of the process. So it's not about how to do it step-by-step. It's about what they will achieve through each of those steps. It's not about the detail of how to get it done. It's about the detail of what they receive or what they will achieve by doing those steps in the process. When they see what the outcomes will be from going through the steps in the process, they will again understand the need for change. They will have an even higher level of motivation for change, because now you've taken them through the pain and how much that's going to get worse if they don't change, and you've taken them through success, the future focus of where they can be if they go through that change process, if they adopt the solution that you're presenting to them, these will be the outcomes they will achieve. So now they have the juxtaposition of, here's where we don't want to be and it's only going to get worse, and here's how where we could be if we adopt this change process. So the motivation to change would be at its highest at that point. Then the what if or the what next is your opportunity to describe additional elements to that. It could be the what if is, again, what if they don't take action? Or the what next is, how do they take action? What's the next step they need to take to start their journey on that solution? So in terms of how much do we give away, it needs to be enough of our IP, enough of the knowledge that we uniquely own, so that our potential clients can understand that we understand them and that we know the best solution for them, that we understand what will happen if they don't make the change and what will happen if they do go through the process. And they need to logically see that the process that we're taking them on through that success journey, through the solution that we offer, will deliver the results that they are looking for. That's the framework. That's the information we need to provide. We don't need to provide them with step-by-step details so they can take it away and do it themselves, but we do need to provide them with enough information so that they see that our solution is the most appropriate for them, and that by demonstrating that solution in the way we do, we become the authority in that process in their eyes, so that they will only come to us. They will see that we are the experts. We are the authorities in providing that solution. And really, no one else is able to do it as well as us. No one else understands them like we do. No one else has the framework and the proposition of solving their problems like we have created in their eyes. That's what creates a winning sales and marketing formula, so that we have our potential clients coming to us saying, I need what you've got to offer. I don't care how much it costs. Just can we get started, because I need it now. Imagine what it's like if you have clients coming to you like that. Well, that's what's possible when you give them just enough to understand the need for change, the motivation to change, and the desire to do it now. So that's where I want to wrap it up for today. I hope you understand that in authority positioning, the most powerful marketing strategy we can adopt as consultants and owners of consulting firms, that we need to give away enough information, enough of our IP for our clients to see us as the authority in the market, but not so much detail, explanation of our solution that they can go away and do it for themselves. If you want help in creating that sort of process or building a system like that, creating that sort of educational content for your marketing, then we can support you with that. I suggest you reach out to me either through a direct message through LinkedIn or Facebook. Just search for Greg Rowworth on either of those platforms and you'll find me easily enough. If you want to get more education about how we go through this process, then go to our website at businessflightpath.com. You will be able to download some free information there to educate yourself more about the process before you take action and come to me and have a conversation. But also there's the ability on our website to sign up and schedule a strategy session with me, where we can take a deep dive in your situation, get an understanding of where your challenges are, and talk about how we might be able to support you in going through the change process you need to go through to have that marketing system in place that is attracting your premium level clients consistently and predictably, just the way I've described today. So reach out to me if you want some help with that. Otherwise, that's where we'll wrap it up for today. This has been Greg Rowworth on the Accepted Authority podcast. Over and out.